It's 12 o'clock. We'll hurry and start our special emergency meeting today to discuss the governor's request that and banning all personal fireworks in the state of Utah. So, I don't know if you've read some of that. He's banned it. The municipalities are still okay out of that, but all of the personal fireworks have been banned. So that opens up the door to where we can do things. We've talked to Justin Wayman. He's got a couple of different resolutions for us. I mean, you can provide them with space if you want your fire department there that they can do it in, or you can ban them all together. So I have both of these resolutions here. I don't know how, I guess a little further so everybody knows, Mount Pleasant, they decided to go ahead with what the governor suggests, and they're going to ban the personal use of them. They'll do their public fireworks. Fairview, on the 4th of July, is going to allow them to go, if they want to do personal fireworks, to go to the rodeo arena, and the fire department will be there for a set time, and they can let them off then. But I don't know where, if you go ahead with your our city fireworks, the fire department's going to be right there. I don't know how you would ever bring them back to, you know, have somebody else somewhere else to do something that different. And is it worth it? You look at these people that's lost their homes, they don't know if they got a home, you know, the power turned off. You know, I mean, and I guess it's just one more thing in this year to show us that this is probably one of the worst drought years that's in the history of the state of Utah.
No doubt.
So, I wanted everybody's input. We've got, nobody called in.
No.
So, I guess it's me and you three to decide what you want to do.
Well, I think it's kind of the same old story. You got 98% of the people that's going to be safe, but that 2% is going to burn the town down, you know. Reading that, I don't see where the city is legally binded by that order, is it?
It is. You can decide to opt out of it, but if you opt out of it, we're liable.
We're liable for
if there's a fire.
Or if we designate someplace they can go light it.
And if it still causes a fire, you're liable.
Well, I think we've all been involved with fireworks through the fire department and such, and they're unpredictable. They don't always go where you're aiming them. So.
Well, and not only that, this wind has blown. It isn't like it just blows in the afternoon.
No.
It's at night.
Yeah. And this year with everything, and you know, the sad part of it is in Moroni, even though we have ordinances that they're supposed to keep their weeds and their yards and their stuff, you ride through town and there is dry, cheap grass, yards and weeds and stuff. All it's going to take is one and the wind and boom, you know, and away we go. So, you know, I can't say that I always agree with some of the decrees that come from the state level that, you know, that they decree. Sometimes it's a little harsh on us country folks down here, but this one, I gotta say, I actually agree with what he's done. And, you know, for the sake of everybody's livelihood and our neighbors and friends and everybody, I would think that they should understand, you know, where the reasoning why that we're going to go or would go along with that.
What's that going to do for you?
So we're okay either way. I mean, 4th of July, we're running crazy anyway. If you guys do decide to open it up to a specific location to do, one thing that I would recommend is that you not do it on the 4th because of your own celebration, right? Matt Pleasant debated this, so you're aware, for 3 hours yesterday before they came to the conclusion. And it is tough. It's the 250th anniversary.
Yeah, it is a bad time.
And his time frame is on that paper, and I think it's from the 2nd to the 5th.
Yeah, it is.
That said, they will reevaluate it again for the 24th.
Yeah.
So he's going to look at it. He's not shutting everything clear down for Pioneer's Day or something.
Yeah, it depends on what happens.
You know, here. But for now, and we're not passing a ordinance, we're just making a resolution. The sad part of it is this all happened so fast, even the Justin Wayman, the city attorney, doesn't know. He can't get the right answer. So he says, you just pass a resolution. If we need to, if it needs to change, we'll have to probably come back in and change that. But for right now, it's just a resolution. That way we can get the word out, we get it plastered out, the people know. The sooner we get it out there.
Well, I worry a little bit about resources. I mean, the state's burning down right now. We all know about them. They're everywhere.
I was just out here and seeing two great big helicopters, three of them going.
If we ended up with a major fire, we might be on our own.
Well, the governor's told him. He says, that's the problem. We don't have any more manpower to throw at another fire. We don't have any resources. There's not going to be anybody to respond. So,
what did Mont Pleasant is? What did they end up doing?
So they banned them. Yeah, they didn't open it up to public at any time. They're just going to do their own fireworks. Fairview did open theirs up. But Fairview's in a little bit different boat.
Yeah.
Celebration. So their fire engines can stay right there at the rodeo grounds when they're doing that. You're in a different boat where you do have a celebration on the 4th.
And the hard part is how, you know, we don't have, we've got, what, 3 fire trucks? You know? Yeah. And if everybody's lighting off fireworks,
yeah,
who knows where they're going to go or something.
No, I think so.
I'm not going to lie, it makes it easier on us if it's banned.
Yeah.
Because if it's banned, then we don't have to determine who's legal and who's not.
And I would just say that we do our part to try to keep everybody safe and not have anybody, you know, loss of life or loss of property, and do our part and just go along with the governor's ban and do this. And do it for the right reason. The kids can do fireworks next year.
What, when we say fireworks,
or save them till
Christmas?
Does
that include sparklers and stuff like that too? Everything. Everything can.
Which is going to be tough because they haven't banned the sell-on, so they can still sell them. You just can't buy.
Well, we're in a unique year for sure. I've never seen anything like this year.
Do you want me to read these resolutions to you? Any part of this? It says, whereas Utah Code 10-8-47 empowers municipal legislative bodies to prevent conditions hazardous to public safety, including the regulation and prohibiting of fireworks and ignition sources in accordance with Utah Code 53-7-225, and whereas Utah Code 10-8-84 authorized Moroni City to pass all resolutions and rules necessary to secure the safety, health, and general welfare of the municipality and its inhabitants. And whereas on June 25th, 2026, Governor Cox has declared a state of emergency Due to the fire conditions, due to the high burn index and low moisture content in vegetation, which combined with weather conditions creates a significant public risk. And whereas on June 25th, Governor Cox, State of Utah executive order suspended the Utah Division of State Forestry statutory authority, thus permitting the state forester to ban all fireworks within state municipalities, effectively permitting a ban on all fireworks. Whereas the Utah State Division of State Forester has banned the denotation of all fireworks prepared and executed through a licensed fireworks show and coordinator, or the fireworks are strictly used within a municipality designated area as jointly determined by the city mayor and the fire chief. And whereas Moroni City Council finds it in the absolute best interest of public safety and welfare of citizens to impose fire restrictions and restrict the use of private fireworks within the municipality boundaries of Moroni City.
So is there two different resolutions?
The other one just talks about letting them have the wording changes to have it, so you got a designated area.
Yeah, one is set.
Whereas Moroni City has designated certain areas for public use of fireworks within the municipal boundaries of the city.
And that one, what did that one say about
that? That one says the Moroni City Council finds it absolutely in the best interest of the public health and safety and welfare of the citizens. You just want to hear me read it, don't you?
I thought that one said it.
I just think you're just sitting there saying, how many times will Troy read that to me?
Anyway,
I would suggest that we just adopt that and not allow it. And because we're going to have our fire department doing fireworks here. If we was kind of more like Fairview and we wasn't having a fireworks show, that's taking a big enough risk. It can get away from them guys, too. It's happened.
So, well, I truly don't know where we could truly designate any place to light them off anyway.
I need to do it.
No place any better than any other place here, right this year.
Justin, when he called this morning, he said, do you have a park that's in the middle of town that's green, that's not on the out? That's where the only place he would suggest.
I know, but it's one thing if you're just writing them Roman candles off.
No, I know.
But everything that everybody buys now goes just as high as ours do. So it isn't like it's just regular.
But aren't those illegal? I'm just wondering.
They can go up to like, I can't remember, 30 feet or something.
Legal ones can.
But all them that everybody's lighting off that goes up in the air, they're all illegal. But that's what they would be lighting off.
Yeah. So
if we designated some place for them to do it.
Yeah, and that, then you're opening yourself up anyway. So I think you just adopt this and don't allow it. But that's my opinion.
Well,
Mr. Draper?
To sit here and say, no, we're not going to have no fires. We're going along just perfect. I think it'd be a great mistake because we know, like Fred said, these things go up in the air. And really, they explode. Where they come down, nobody knows.
Yeah.
and everything's tender dry.
If it wasn't for the wind, I wouldn't be too nervous about it. But
I agree with Troy.
Fred?
I think we need to adopt the one that don't allow them and not designate any place to do them.
Kevin?
I agree. I think we should do the one that bans them and not that.
Allow us. Allowed. Okay. So
I'd rather be people be mad than burn their house
the
down.
Very front part then of the one you're going to adopt.
Okay, so
which is the smaller one. Yeah, that one. Yep.
So what I need is a motion to adopt this resolution number 2026-6-2026, a resolution restricting open fires.
Them both have the same number on them.
Right, because, but they're two different. Depending on which one you were going to adopt, that still would have to be the same number.
A resolution restricting open fires and denotation of private fireworks within the Moroni City, Utah. I need a motion to adopt this resolution.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Taylor. Second by Draper. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Just a roll call.
Oh, roll call vote. Sorry, I got to do roll call vote. Draper?
Yes.
Atkins?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passed. So with that being said, our special meeting, and we will get this posted out to the public as soon as possible. Our special meeting is adjourned at 12:17. Thank you very much for coming, and have a great day. You better get off to get the birthday done.
That was the best thing you can say.